the third chapter, the fifth verse. It reads thus, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. He will direct your path. My brothers and my sisters, I ask you to join me in a word of prayer as we share on the sermon subject today. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Turn to somebody, tell them, don't go chasing waterfalls. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Let us look to the Lord God. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We're grateful, God, for your hand and for your power, your grace, and your love. Have your way in this preaching moment. Send the preacher, send the Holy Ghost. We'll be sure to give your name the honor, the praise, and the glory. Save somebody, heal somebody, deliver somebody, set the captive free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Don't go chasing waterfalls. My brothers and my sisters, currently on CNN, you will see a story. You will see a story of Sister Amanda Eller. Sister Amanda Eller was a young lady who went hiking in the forests of Hawaii. She was in Maui, and she ended up getting lost. She ended up getting lost in the forest in Maui and was lost and could not be found for 17 days. For 17 days, the folks had thought there was a challenging situation, didn't know if she had made it in the forest in Maui by herself with no supplies, nothing to take care of her, no cell phones for 17 days. But after 17 days, that her boyfriend and others in the helicopter were able to spot her and be able to go down, get her out of a ravine, and bring her to safety. Here we have this sister, Amanda Eller, in paradise but lost. I don't know about you, but most folks go to Maui for vacation. Most folks go to Maui because of its lush and tropical decor. Most folks go to Maui because of its beaches. And she is sitting in a vacation destination but lost, and her life is in danger. Our sister lost 15 pounds along this journey. She had no food. She had nothing to sustain her. She had no means of communication. She was in paradise. She was in a place of rest. She was in a place of vacation, but she was lost. Is there anybody in the house today who knows what it feels like to be lost? Is there anybody in the house today that knows what it feels like to be lost and the folks think you should be chilling? Is there anybody in the house today that knows what it feels like to be going through a rough situation, a hard situation, a challenging situation, a life-threatening situation, while everybody around you thinks you got it going on and everything is cool in your situation? That folks look at you when they talk about how things are going cool for you. Folks talk about your family as a good family. Folks talk about that you got it better than them, you're better off than them, that you got a job, but you're sitting there and you're lost as can be and can't find your way out. Anybody here know what I'm talking about? Anybody here know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what it feels like to not be able to find your way out of a situation? I'm talking about that you've gotten yourself into the situation. You walked yourself into the situation. You navigated yourself into the situation, but you can't find your way out. That you look around and everything looks unfamiliar. You're trying to find your way out, but you can't find your way out. I've come by here to talk to some folks who have either been lost, know what it's like to get lost, or scared you might get lost someday, and help you be able to get yourself either out or help you from getting in. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm not going to get lost. I'm not going to get lost. I'm not going to get lost because I'm not going to chase waterfalls. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, don't go chasing waterfalls. Don't go chasing waterfalls. The scriptures tell us, as the Bible says, to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. The scripture says, and he will direct your path. One of the first things that I believe that you've got to understand if you're not going to get lost or if you're going to get out from the lost situation you're in is when you got to stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I got any old TLC testimonies in the house today? Amen. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I believe that Sister Eller would have been a little bit better if she had just listened to TLC. Amen, somebody? As TLC said, don't go chasing waterfalls. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that what? you're used to, that when you listen to Sister Ella's testimony, you'll realize that she had gone for a 3-mile walk in this forest, but her mother said that she went for a 3-mile walk on a different path. Amen, somebody. She went on a different path. Turn to your neighbor and say, a different path, a different path. That she went on a different path, that she went on a 3-mile walk on a different path that she went in. And then when she went in and meditated, took a nap. And it says, and when she woke up from her nap, she couldn't figure out how to get back to her car. Is there anybody here that you walked into a situation, it didn't seem that you went too far, but you woke up and you looked around and you couldn't figure out how to get up out that thing? I'm talking about, she was only 3 miles away from her car. She had walked into the place, but the challenge is she walked on a different path. She didn't walk on her familiar path. She didn't walk on the regular path. She didn't walk on the path that she knew. She walked on what? A different path. Turn to your neighbor and say, your challenge, you trying to walk on what? A different path. That the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Too many of us are leaning on our own understanding and walking a what? A different path. That we're not walking the righteous path. We're not walking the path that God has laid out for us. We're not walking the path the scriptures laid out for us, but we're allowing our own mind to tell us that we can go on what? A different path. Turn to somebody and tell them, a different path will have you lost every time. That's the challenge of the world today, is that everybody thinks they know so much. Amen. You got so much information, but not enough wisdom, and you end up walking a what? A different path, that folks all of a sudden trying to tell you that the Bible don't make sense. The Bible been good for thousands of years, but now all of a sudden it don't make sense, and folks are trying to get you to walk what? A different path. But have I got somebody up in the house today? Say, don't go chasing waterfalls. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. Talk to me, TLC. TLC talked about the fact that you got a lonely mother gazing out of a window, staring at a son that she just can't touch it. If at any time he's in a jam, she'll be there by his side, but he doesn't realize he hurts her so much. But all the praying just ain't helping at all, because he can't seem to keep himself out of trouble. So he goes out and he makes his money the best way he knows how. Another body laying cold in the gutter. Listen to me. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're going to have it your way or nothing at all, but I think what? You're moving too fast. Turn to your neighbor and say, baby, you're moving too fast. Stick to the rivers and the lakes, Lord have mercy, that you're used to. First thing you've got to do is stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. The second thing you've got to do is choose life. Turn to somebody and tell them, I choose life. I choose life. I choose life. The interesting thing about Sister Ella, when you look at her testimony, it says that she got to a place along her journey about 15 days in, got to a place along her journey that she could no longer go forward because of the terrain. She got to a place where she had been walking around trying to find her way out, and she could no longer go forward. She had a fractured leg. Amen, somebody. She had no shoes because when she was trying to dry her shoes, a flash flood had washed her shoes away. She's walking around barefoot. Had little to no food. The place was barren, didn't have much food, but yet she's sitting here in a place and it doesn't seem like she could go any farther. And she talks about the fact that she started to think that she might just die right where she was. She said that she got to the place of thinking she might just lay down and die right where she was, but she decided, I'm going to choose life, that I'm going to choose it even though it seems like I can't go any further, even though it seems like all my options are gone, even though it seems like I don't have enough resources, I am going to decide that I will not die right here. Turn to your neighbor and say, I will not die right here. This will not be my last place. I know I don't seem to have any ways out. I know it doesn't seem to be a lot, but I'm going to figure out to make it do what it do. My grandmama made it do what it do. My daddy made it do what it do. My mom, I'm going to figure out, even though I don't see a way out of here, I seem lost and no way out, I'm going to figure something out. And Sister Ella talks about the fact that she started living off of berries and guava, and she found little berries and found little guava, and she would find water and make sure it was clear enough that it wouldn't get her sick, and she survived off of berries and guava. Somebody in the house today, I've come by to let you know that you're looking around and it seems like you've lost everything. It seems like even your shoes are gone. It seems like that you have fractured yourself and it's hard to get along your journey. But I've come by to let you know God has given you just enough to get through this season. Stop telling me what you don't have and look around for what you do have. Find you some berries and eat the berries till God bring the breakthrough. Find you some guava and eat the guava till God bring the breakthrough. If you just hold on, I've come by to let you know that God is on the way. You just got to hold on to whatever you've got around you, because God will give you everything that you need. Turn to your neighbor and say, I may not have much, but baby, I've got enough, because God didn't bring me this far to leave me right here. And so I will not die. I will not quit. I will not give up. I know it looks like I don't have another option, but with God, my options are limitless, and I'm going to hold on until my change comes. I wish I had somebody up in here that would give God a "until my change comes" shout. I don't see it, but I'm going to hold on until my change comes. I'm going to hold on until a way gets made. I'm going to hold on until a door gets open. I choose life and not death. The third thing that I'm going to be about of here is hope helps. Turn to your neighbor and say, hope helps. In the old church, you say, hold your hope. Somebody, you got to hold your hope. You got to hold your hope. You've got to understand that the Bible says that faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And you've heard me say it here before. That means that hope is an essential ingredient in faith. And I like the fact that it says the substance of things hoped for. In other words, hope ain't pie in the sky, but hope has substance. Hope has something you can hold on to. You don't believe me? But if you look at the old saints, the old slaves used to say, up over my head, I hear music. I hear music in the air. There must be a God, what? A somewhere. In other words, they understood that I may not see God doing it all right now, but I know that God is there, working it out for me. Somebody here, you've got to hold on to your hope, because hope helps. When I look at Sister Amanda's story, Sister Ella said that she was sitting there in this place in which she had no way out, but she kept listening for the helicopters. She had heard the helicopters before, but she wasn't able to get them to notice her. But she kept listening, Lord have mercy, for the helicopters. That sometimes all you have to do is have enough hope that somebody's looking for you to know that you can get up out your situation. Sometimes all you got to do is to have enough hope that if I can just listen for the helicopters, I don't hear them right now, but I believe they're going to be coming back again. I missed them the last time, but I believe they're going to be coming back again. I missed them every other time I heard them, but I believe if they came by before, they're going to come by again. That my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his wrath. Have I got anybody in the house that won't lose your hope? Have I got anybody in the house that knows you in a place, Lord have mercy, where it seems like you can't get out, but somebody's looking for you? What Sister Ellis was hoping for, but what she didn't realize was that her boyfriend and some other folks had shaped a campaign on GoFundMe and it raised $75,000 to pay for the helicopters to keep on flying and to keep on searching. And that while she was down there in a place that she didn't see how she could get out of, there was a helicopter and a boyfriend who was searching for her and looking for her and letting her, trying to find her and make sure everything was going to be all right. Talk to me one more time and say, up over my head, I hear victory. I hear victory in the air. Somebody in the house today, you've got to hear victory before you can even see it. You've got to hear victory, because what it is that when she heard the helicopters up in the air, she went out into the clearing and started to wave to try to get noticed by the helicopters. Somebody in here, you hear God moving. I dare you to just do something to get God's attention. I dare you to wave. Say, God, I hear you somewhere. But if you, oh Lord, send it on down, Lord. Send it on down. Lord, while you're blessing others, don't pass by me. Have I got anybody in here that wants to get God's attention? Have I got anybody in here that knows the Lord will take care of you? Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I tell you that Jesus is looking for you. Has sent the Holy Ghost helicopter of the heavenlies and is looking for you. And if you would just make some kind of sign, make some kind of sign to get God's attention, the Lord is on the way. Don't you lose your hope. I know they had a GoFundMe, but I'm so glad over 2,000 years ago, Jesus set up a GoFundMe. He paid it all on Calvary's Hill. He set up the fund for my rescue. Say yeah. Somebody give God glory if you're grateful. Your rescue is on. You know what gets me about Sister Ella's story? When she was moving in places where she had a further place to go, when the helicopters came over, she couldn't be seen. When she got to the place where she had no place to go, when the helicopters came over, she could be seen. That went over your head. That went over your head. Let me come back for you. Sometimes you can get to a place where you have no other move, and it's actually your place of salvation. See, they flew over, and when they flew over her, they weren't even looking for her in that area. They were looking for her in another area. They were just trying to find a place to go to try to find her. But she heard the helicopter and came out into the ravine. She had no place to go because of the ravine, but the ravine ended up being her location of salvation. Somebody here, I know it doesn't feel like you've got any way out, but I've come by to let you know that's your place of salvation. That's the place where God is going to make the way for you. That's the place of the turnaround. Because you ain't got no way to go but up. I thought that would have hit y'all a little bit harder. They couldn't walk her out. They had to fly her out. Because she had no place to go. Turn to your neighbor and say, you ain't got no place to go but up. No place to go, Lord have mercy. I've got to go higher. In this season in my life, I'm a little lost, but I've got to go higher. And this challenges in my situation, I'm a little lost, but I've got to go high. If I can just go a little bit higher, I can get up out of this mess I'm in. If I can go a little bit higher, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own. In all your ways, acknowledge him. When I give God the glory, I can go higher. When I acknowledge God, I can go higher. When I give it to God, I can go higher. That's why. Speak to me, Michelle Obama. When you go low, I go high. Because I ain't got no time for low living. But I've got to go higher, higher, higher. Higher, 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 higher. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand all over the church, all that are able. Stand over the church, all that are able.